Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings, family. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and as usual, it's always wonderful to be here with you. And interestingly enough, I am literally sitting outside. Right now, I'm in the University of Pennsylvania area. Today was a very, very interesting day, and so we decided to broadcast live outside amongst the people, amongst the masses. Earlier today, we had the opportunity to go to the rally that was held in the commemoration of, I believe, the 32nd year anniversary of the initial MOVE consultation. We're not going to do a long broadcast tonight because, again, we are still upgrading our equipment. Right now, I am speaking to you via a new laptop that was just delivered. And we're still working out the kinks on it. So hopefully, again, in the next few days, we'll have all this stuff worked out because we're trying to do the new webcam thing, cam, and all of that. So, you know, we want to begin to do our shows to have them be even more effective than what they've been in the past, and certainly more informative, and allow you to communicate and connect with us even better. So that's what we're working on, and we know that within a very short period of time, that is, in fact, what we'll be able to do. But again, we're still working out these little things that we're still learning and still, you know, bringing things up to the level that they need to be. But before we give you our report for tonight, we always want to give thanks and praises to our Creator. And we want to thank all of you for continuing to tune in. Hopefully by next show, next Saturday, we will have everything ready for you. Now, I do know that next week I am going to be at a political prisoners dinner here in Philadelphia that's being sponsored by the African Liberation Front. So we'll definitely have a report for you on that. Hopefully, between now and Saturday, we will be able to do a special broadcast. And with that, we will bring to you one of the organizers from the group that is having the political prisoners dinner. And hopefully, we'll be able to also bring to you live our own brother Bilal Sunni Ali. We haven't had him on the show in quite a while. And, you know, whenever we have him on, it's always a powerful dialogue. And, of course, he and his wife, his beautiful wife, Sister Karani. Wow, you can tell, again, I am outside near the campus of the University of Pennsylvania. At any rate, again, we want to have Brother Bilal on our show and have him talk to us about the experiences that he's having now that he's living in Belize. He and, again, beautiful sister, Falani. Now, let's see. Before we check out for tonight, what we're going to do is give you the report. The report in regard to today's rally, MOVE, of course. Tomorrow is, in fact, the actual anniversary or the commemorative date, August 8th. That is when the first MOVE consultation did take place, and today there was a rally in Center City here in Philadelphia. Sister Ramona Africa, of course, spoke. Sister Pam Africa was there. A lot of other supporters and so forth were there. And it was a very, very good and positive kind of energy because, you know, a lot of people in Philadelphia still do not know about what happened in 78. So it was good to get out again amongst the people and let them kind of hear directly from MOVE family, MOVE representatives, and let them hear exactly what, in fact, happened in 78, what really led up to the actual bombing that took place in 85, and of course the ongoing work to free the MOVE 9 now. So that's what took place today, and again it was a very positive, powerful vibe, and we were blessed to be able to share in the activities, the commemoration, etc., etc. Now, after that, we got the opportunity to go over to the African Independence Day celebration, which also was powerful. with the weather being as fantastic as it was today, it was a perfect day for an outing. And Malcolm X Park had, you know, a lot of brothers and sisters out there giving recognition to African liberation, you know, coming together in a very peaceful, harmonious kind of vibe. We want to thank our brother Ahmed Tahir for, you know, putting that on. This, I think, is the 7th year. This year, again, he had the last poet, and you can rest assured they kicked it out. I mean, it was on. Those brothers, they just get better and better, and they certainly showed it today. Of course, Sister Pam Africa spoke, and she kicked it out as well. And, you know, there's a lot of other really fantastic, you know, entertainment, arts, crafts, and so forth. And, again, that took place a little earlier today at Malcolm X Park, which is located here in Philadelphia at 52nd and Pine Street. Okay, so that's kind of what took place today. Now, tomorrow, as a part of our Black August celebration, commemoration, the NWM movement of PA is hosting a Black August Film Fest. And during the entire course of August, there will be several films that will be shown, as well as political prisoners teach in, human rights teach in, and so forth and so on, in commemoration of, again, Black August and the spirit of those who have come before us, those who continue to deal with the struggle to free our political prisoners, as well as to bring about liberation, independence, etc. We, of course, want to remind everyone that the Black August commemoration is something that is inspired greatly by the work and the lives of both George and Jonathan Jackson, all right, both who, of course, were murdered. So that's kind of what we're talking about. That's what we're going to be talking about during the entire month of August. We're going to be talking about Black August kinds of activities. We want to remind you that tomorrow, August 8th, is the 32nd year observance of the initial move consultation that took place in Philadelphia, as well as the Earth Day of Dr. Matul Shakur. Now, again, we're looking to do a special broadcast at some point this week, and if so, we will provide for you kind of an insight into several projects that the MWM organization is putting into place. One of them does, in fact, have to do with Brother Matul Shakur. There are some plans that are in effect as we speak that is going to begin to provide both health, holistic health, information and services in several communities throughout the U.S., starting with Philadelphia, and also training so that we can begin to train some of our own people to provide holistic and natural alternative health and healing services. So, in Philadelphia, if you are interested in learning more about that, you can certainly give us a call at area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. If you are in the New York and or the New Jersey area, you could also call that number, because we are very much looking for being able to offer, you know, some of the same services and training in those locations as well. Again, that project is something that is to pay tribute to Dr. Matul Shakur, who, of course, started the first Black Acupuncture Society here in the U.S., and one of the classes or one of the training programs that we will be offering will, of course, be that in acupuncture and acupressure. We also plan to offer herbology, reflexology, aromatherapy, and nutrition, and several other things. Now, here in Philly, we're looking at starting some community sessions in this month, August, and it looks like from the 20th, starting on the 20th. Again, we'll be able to give you a little more information about that a little later on this week, with narrowing down the exact dates. And again, this is kind of a kickoff. With this being Black August, we wanted to initiate certain things for this month. Okay, we are not able to answer phone calls tonight, so we will not be able to get any of your calls, any of your questions, or even connect you to the chat room. We apologize for that, and want to remind you that when we do come back with our regular programming, we can assure you that our shows are going to be even more powerful than before. Yeah, it looks like we definitely are going to have another show between now and Tuesday, as a matter of fact, because we see here that Reverend Pinckney is, of course, having a major rally on August the 11th, and so we want to be sure to get Reverend Pinckney back on before then. And also, we want to remind you that we are looking at having Brother Steve Coakley to come on later this week as well. Okay, so that's kind of what we got going on right now. I want to remind you that if you are in the Philadelphia area, you can go up to 1609 Super B Moore if you like watermelon. I mean, really good watermelon. Watermelon with seeds. Watermelon coming from the hands and the labor of black farmers. Then you can go up to the UNIA building, which is located at 1609. Cecil B. Moore Avenue. Brother Ramesses is there, and he's going to be there for the next 24 hours, actually, waiting for those who want to come and purchase watermelons. All right. All right, family, that looks like that's all of what we have for tonight. We will have a special report either Monday or Tuesday. It will probably be Monday, but again, between today or between Sunday and Tuesday, we will definitely be coming your way again, and we will send out an e-blurb to inform you about that. In the meantime, we'll definitely be back next Saturday because we should hopefully have our equipment in sync and up and running in the way that we need for it to be. At any rate, we will be hollering black at you, so you can look forward to that one way or the other. I want to send a special shout-out again to the folks from the Pro of Africa for the wonderful event that they had today. Also, much love to my sister Basima, who, of course, represents the UNIA and is now one of the parent body members. We plan to have her on the show very soon as well because coming up very soon is Garvey Week. And so, you know, for Garvey Week, we always have a lot of powerful kinds of activities going on. I know this year's convention is going to be in D.C. So perhaps we'll be able to give you some updates on that when we get Sister Christina on within the next week. Okay, moving right along. If you have any questions or comments about this show or for anything that we do in terms of activities or announcements or postings, what have you, if you have a request or you want to provide or share some information with us, please feel free to do that. You can send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can send it to officialmwm@yahoo.com. Want to remind you, October, it will be the 13th year observance of the largest gathering in the world of any women anywhere, and that, of course, is the Million Women March. This year, we will officially begin taking the Million Women movement into international waters. So we need your support, your help to build our chapters and our other affiliates here in the States as we also prepare to move forward. In December, we are planning to be in Senegal. Between now and then, however, we are also establishing some other types of components in Ghana and in other locations, and we'll be able to give you more information about that, too, very, very soon. But in the meantime, we need sisters in particular to get ready, get prepared, because our time is now at hand. It's here. Meaning, we talk about self-determination. We talk about many things that today's black woman is about, striving for, et cetera, et cetera. Well, we now are going to make sure that it happens. So, for the first time, a global movement for all women and girls of African descent, regardless of nationality, regardless of religion, regardless of economic status, all of that. The key factor, melanin. That's right, the key factor coming from our ancestors. So, we need you. We need your support. We need you to come to the Founders Convention this October. If you want more information about that, call 267-636-3802. Have a lot of really great surprises for you. All right. Well, until next week, or rather a few days from now, we're going to kind of go off the air for right now. We know the remote has several fantastic and powerful reports for you this coming week. Sister Pam Africa, Sister Ramona Africa are, in fact, going to be going up to the prison very shortly to visit with the MOVE women. So we know we'll be getting a report back from them, you know, when they return. And we have some other information that we're going to be providing with you as well in regard to political prisoners and so forth and so on. Needless to say, our mission for MWM is to empower and uplift our women and girls throughout the diaspora, and we now have a 5-year action plan plus 2 to do that and more. So again, if you are interested in becoming a member or supporting in any way, please feel free to give us a call at area code 267-636-3802 or send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com. Also, officialmwm@yahoo.com. All right, again, that's going to be it for tonight's program with We'll Be Black in a few days, and also, again, of course, next Saturday with our regular programming. We're going to also begin to feature sisters who are spoken word artists and other kinds of music, performing arts kinds of things. So for those sisters who would like for us to feature you on an upcoming segment of our show, please, again, give us a call. We need for you to forward that information to us, be it a MP3 format or a DVD or a CD. You can, again, email us at nationalmwm@aol.com, officialmwm@yahoo.com, or you can send it via snail mail to National MWM, P.O. Box 53668. Philadelphia, PA, 19105. Again, National MWM, P.O. Box 53668, Philadelphia, PA, 19105. All right. So, again, until next week, we trust that you will continue to strive in the spirit of resistance and, of course, with complete destiny of self-determination in mind. We are going to leave you now, but again, we will be back very soon. But we want to leave you, of course, with the words of power, prosperity, and peace. Remember, though we say Ma'at Hotep, we know that there can be no real justice, there can be no peace, rather, until there is justice. There can be no Hotep until there is Ma'at. There can be no real peace until there is indeed justice. Until next week, we wish you peace, prosperity, power, and certainly victory. Tutanana.